or failure.
10,000 hours, you never got to witness. Chop it up with professionals, yeah, we handle business. Can't pull up to the pod if it's bad intentions. Real talk, real people, growth unscripted. Hey. Look, let's have a conversation. What keeps you going in this world? What's your motivation? You established or trying to get your foot in? It doesn't matter. Every episode we dropping gems. From creators to CEOs, go against the grain and achieve these goals. The highs, the lows, different for every journey. We got your back in every aspect. Don't worry, listen. Authentic.
Yo, what's good, King? You tapped into the Growth Unscripted. Where we don't fake strong, we feel real. And this is the space where we speak the truth we've been avoiding. I learn what broke us and rebuild from spirit, not ego. I'm not here to perform healing. I'm here to live it with you. So let's talk. I've been thinking heavy lately, right? About something that don't get talked about enough. Why do some of us as men, especially as black men, keep toxic women in our lives? And not just stay, but choose them over and over and over again, even when the love don't feel safe, even when our peace is gone, even when our body's screaming, leave, we stay. And I had to ask myself, why? Why does this chaos feel like love to me? And so I realized, for a lot of us, we weren't raised around safe love. We were raised around survival, right? Around women who were doing their best, but were still in the fight or flight themselves. Mothers who were tired, partners who were unhealed, role models who showed us that love was loud, reactive, inconsistent, conditional. So now when we're grown, we associate drama with passion. We confuse possessiveness with presence because that's what love felt like to us. Not for peace, not softness, but tension. Control, explosions followed by apologies. And from a spiritual standpoint, we will always seek the energy that shaped our nervous system until you unlearn it. That's emotional codependency in disguise. So it's when you give everything you have, not out of wholeness, but out of fear, that you are not enough without giving. It's not love, it's addiction. Addiction to being needed. Addiction to earning love. Addiction to being seen through pain because you were never allowed to be seen in peace. It's when your identity depends on how someone else responds to you. So when they pull away, you panic. Not because they're your peace, but because their chaos is your compass. And worst part, you'll mistake that panic for passion every single time. You'll say, I just love hard, when in reality, what you really mean is, I've never learned how to exist without performing. As black men, our power isn't just in our grind. It's in our discernment. It's in our stillness. It's in our ability to choose rooms that reflect who we are and not who we had to become to survive. But when we haven't done the work to rewire our self-worth, we're going to keep walking into situations that trigger our old wounds every time. We stay in dynamics that drains us because we don't feel or believe we're worthy of a love that doesn't need to be fixed. And some of us are used to being needed, and we don't know how to be nurtured. And let's be honest, a lot of that goes back to how we were loved as boys. Some of us were only praised when we achieved something, right? but only touched when we were sick. Hence why, you know, when, you know, sometimes, you know, the whole whole thing was whenever men get sick, oh, we are very, like, we become, like, very, you know, soft, or that we over-exaggerate being sick. Because we didn't really get enough of that. I mean, only time we really got, like, you know, like, that sense of touch or feel, in a sense, safe in a way, was because we're being sick. So it was kind of like our time to kind of, in a way, be soft. You feel me? So I only noticed when we were loud, or broken. So now we subconsciously look for women who recreate that emotional chase, because we never learned what it felt like to be loved just by being present. But this is where we draw the line. We're not just going to be naming trauma anymore, but we're going to be shifting the dynamic and shifting our mindset. So here's what we can do as men. First, pause before you pour. Ask yourself, am I giving because it's rooted in love, or because I'm afraid of losing them? Second, we need to audit the energy. If the relationship only thrives in chaos, right? That's not love. That's nervous system dependency. We need to reclaim your center. We need to understand ourselves again, a way we need to, the correct way. Third, we need to redefine intimacy. Practice being close without needing to perform, right? Sometimes we just can't have sex be the main thing that we use every single time and think that's going to help us feel good. It'll help us feel good for the moment, but afterwards, some of us be getting that post-nut clarity, like, damn, I actually wish we didn't do this. Or I don't really feel, you know, in the mood anymore to talk about it, or whatever that may be. You feel me? And so we need to learn how to let stillness be our standard. If she can't sit with your silence, she doesn't deserve your spirit. As plain as that. Fourth, we need to reparent ourselves. Give yourself the love your inner child never received. We need to start small. And then we got to also start being consistent. We need to learn how to, you know, tap back into our own roots, the things that we love. Right? Like, we need to learn how to love ourselves again by, you know, taking our own selves out on dates. We need to go skydiving if you know, you feel like adrenaline rush. We need to go hiking. We need to go breathe, like, you know, the nice air when it's outside, when the sun is out, being by the water. We need to learn how to shift our mind to become more calm within ourselves first, and enjoyment within ourselves. Because if we don't have no enjoyment in ourselves, our whole foundation is not going to be stabilized. Because the thing is that we look for love in so many other things and people. We're hoping for that woman or that person to become our shift. But we need to learn how to become a shift for ourselves first. You feel me? And so we need to learn how to be our own first. We need to be more consistent with ourselves. Be gentle, be disciplined. And we need to love in ways the way that you want to be mirrored when you do meet that person down the line. And at some point, you got to ask, is this relationship feeding my future, or is it just keeping me from collapsing? At some point, you got to ask, is this relationship feeding my future, or just keeping me from collapsing? If the woman in your life makes you question your worth more than she helps you build it, you're not in a relationship. You're in a spiritual test you keep failing by calling it love. You need to learn how to let her go, not by cussing her out or being angry with her, but with clarity. Because you gotta finally make room for the kind of woman who reflects the man you're becoming, not the boy you've been trying to outgrow. And this isn't about hate. This is about being aligned with yourself. You just tapped into the growth unscripted. This space is for the ones breaking cycles out loud. For the ones rebuilding manhood with intention. We don't hide here, we heal here. And if this episode moves something in you, share it. Send it to a brother who needs the mirror and who needs to hear this. And if you're ready to stop performing and start healing, stay with me, because we're not done. We just getting started.